Is this thing going? Yeah, it's time to talk about it. It's your boy, Dust. And most of y'all know me as Let's Get to the Facts. And this is Let's Get to the Facts podcast. Today's topic is going to be TikTok. And how unfairly treated people are. Why don't they want the truth to be told? So that's the question we have to ask everybody today. Why doesn't TikTok want the truth to be told? It's funny because it seems to be a ton of people of color, who tell the truth on this app gets banned. But not only just that, it's not just that because it's people of all races who tend to get banned. I've had 6 accounts banned, which is beyond ridiculous, beyond ridiculous. I had to keep rebuilding my following. I had 120,000 followers on my first 2 accounts. Then I ended up having to be back at the bottom, rebuilding my platforms. Just yesterday, I had my last account, which is number 6, banned for hateful ideology because I spoke about Kanye West and how the Jewish community has been exposed by him. But not only just that, I gave the example of how slave masters used to do the biggest, loudest, strongest slaves. And I made a connection on how they just did Kanye West the same way they did slaves back then. They just did it financially. And I made that connection and people understood it and people loved it. But guess who didn't like it? TikTok. And here's the funny part about TikTok. If somebody doesn't like your content, they can have your platform shut down by just constantly complaining. And TikTok doesn't even make it fair enough for you to be able to defend yourself, for you to be able to regain your content, for you to be able to regain your following. All it takes is some person getting in their feelings and they can get your whole account shut down. That's not fair. That's not fair to any of us, especially us who work hard to make that content something that people want to see, people to want to enjoy. My last temporary banning, before it became a final ban, I had people saying, "We miss seeing you. We miss hearing you." You know how hard that is to gain that type of following? And you just take it away from us just like that, just because somebody's in their feelings about something. But the funny part of it is you labeled it hateful ideology. But it's never hateful ideology when black people are at the helm of this. It's never hateful ideology when people are making fun of black people, insulting black people, humiliating black people. It's never hateful ideology. There's a video right now surfacing around TikTok where there's all white kids in blackface. One is acting like he is a slave master with a cop following him. And it is surfacing around the video. I mean, surfacing around that app. Yet, that is as hateful of ideology as it gets. And some strange reason, me speaking about how slave masters used to do slaves gets banned. But blackface is still promoted and running around on that app with no qualms of being shut down. So I bring you to the question, TikTok, why? Why is it that you're so afraid of the truth being told? What are you truthfully trying to hide? You would make it so much easier if you told all black people that, hey, we're racist and we promote racism. That is the reason why we don't stop it. And we don't want you to talk about white people because that is not how we operate. We don't want you to tell the truth. We don't want people to know the truth. Then it would make sense to a lot of us. But you know what? That would never happen because it's almost like too much being right. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to constantly keep building my podcast platform. And if it means building it off of back of TikTok, I'm going to do it. This is your boy, Doss. Get at me.